The entire rationale for the president's tariffs in his first term and again now is his belief that the rest of the world is somehow ripping us off on trade. We buy a lot more from them than they do from us. He claims that's unfair, but that is not the situation with Brazil. Brazil does not have a trade surplus with us. It imports a lot more from us than we do from them. So why these tariffs? Trump is mad that his friend down there, former President Bolsonaro, is on trial over an alleged coup attempt against the Brazilian government. It has nothing to do with trade. Trump likes Bolsonaro. That's his buddy. Says it's all a witch hunt, which might sound familiar. So again, tariffs against Brazil, which could impact, as you say, your breakfast table, just because he doesn't like the politics down there.
We have been talking for several months now about the potential for consumers to feel more effects from tariffs. Will this be the first tangible sign of that on our bottom line?
These tariffs are just up and down. It's hard to predict, you know, what he's going to do next. We really haven't seen a lot of inflation because of them yet. That's because, well, there are a lot of reasons, but the one is that companies are still burning through their existing inventory of things that were brought in before these tariffs went into effect. Depending on the company, those inventories are running out. So at some point, economists say these price hikes are going to start hitting us. We're beginning to see a little bit of evidence of that, but not very much at this point.
On another topic, the Supreme Court this week greenlighted the administration's plan to slash the federal workforce. What kind of effect is that going to have on our local economy?
There are a whole bunch of angles to that. It could impact real estate, for example. Prices here in Fairfax, where I live, have stopped rising and have now flattened out. Could be the precursor to an actual decline. And as the market weakens, local businesses that depend on the federal workforce would also be impacted. So private sector jobs could also be lost. Federal contracting, I think, as everybody knows, has already been hit badly this year. In addition to sort of the local angle, we're seeing the impact of earlier cuts on things like reduced service at agencies like Social Security. And quickly, one other example that's been in the news just in the last couple of days, those horrible floods in Texas. After the disaster, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, most calls to its disaster assistance line went unanswered, according to documents reviewed by the New York Times. Why? Because FEMA had fired workers at call centers. So that's another example of how these cutbacks are hurting.